This is the Troll Patrol.
Why?
With Justin.
Freakin'.
Welcome to the Troll Patrol live. It's a freaking Monday. Return of the King, Warlord. What? Like, I would have never referred to myself as King, I assure you, but thank you, I guess. PP Girl, good evening, Tones. Tones, my friend. Always a pleasure to see everybody. It's kind of dark in here. I don't know why it's so dark in here. Maybe it's because I don't have my wax melt burner thing on. I'm sure my face will light up when I pull up a web page. Good evening. Welcome. We had spooky stream, what, last week? No, 2 weeks ago. God, has it been that long since Halloween already? Jesus. Time just keeps flying by. Good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We got a lot to talk about tonight on the show. Impeachment is on the table for Homeland Security Secretary. Is that his title? Alexander Mayorkas. God, I fucked it up. We're going to be hearing from Marjorie Taylor Greene on that subject, who was apparently very impassioned on the House floor earlier today. The Supreme Court is adopting an ethics code. The state attorney for D.C. has commented on Jim Jordan, James Comer, Leonard Leo, and a probe into donors into the Supreme Court. Might have something to do with that ethics code. I saw this story last night, but I didn't realize how huge of a story it was. A freeway in L.A. has been closed down because of a fire. Apparently will remain closed for the next little bit. It was an arson announced by Gavin Newsom earlier today. Get the details on that. Big news out of Britain. We talked about Suella Braverman and how she was on the hot seat last night. Apparently, just hours after I got off stream, she got fired. And her replacement was a very surprising name. I did not expect that headline when I woke up this morning. Apparently, Warlord has sent me a clip. Apparently, the newscasters on, was it Sky News? Apparently, they were pretty surprised by it, too. We had been talking about the rumors that Abigail Spanberger would be leaving Congress to run for governor the state of Virginia. She made that announcement earlier today. PB girl, I can imagine getting yelled at by Jordan Peterson at any time. Isn't very pleasant. Meme of the day, dear hummus, don't even think about touching my small towns. Where are my fudge rounds? No, it wouldn't be Biden brings back Clinton. It'd be like Obama being the Secretary of State for Biden. To make it perfectly analogous, because Tony Blair would have been the Prime Minister under Clinton. So if Tony Blair was the Homeland Secretary? That would have been like Biden bringing back Clinton for a position. Daniel Cameron was the one who lost to Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear last week. Blair was mostly in charge under, but he was at the tail end of the Clinton administration. Yes, him and Bushy Boy were close friends. I don't even get the Long John Silvers. I don't even know why that's on the meme. Listen. And when it comes to Hamas, I condemn.
He condemn.
I condemn the arrest of over 100 protesters in Chicago earlier today. Anders! What a dumb thing to say. Why is it that everybody on Kick, whenever we get new people coming in, it's always like a dumb fuck right winger? Like, what? Oh, shit. I don't think fucking anything is protected under the Second Amendment, my friend. The first two words of the amendment are well regulated. The West has fallen. What the fuck does that even mean? Hey guys, you know what? You want to know something? I actually take phone calls. I take Discord chats. 917-830-4359. If you really want to run your mouth, you can. The West has fallen. Yes, that's part of my stand-up comedy bit.
It's actually a will.
I don't remember what the punchline is. It's been so long since I did that bit. Well, you can hop in the... Do you see Discord? Discord, motherfucker! You can call, or you can Discord if you want to run your cocksucker. Speaking of cocksuckers,
I can't wait to have your cock in my mouth. I'm going to give you the blowjob of your life, then I want you inside of me.
I condemn that language by Senator Kennedy.
He condemn.
No, you're just fucking dumb, dude. Flash, good evening. The idea that the Second Amendment provides an unlimited right to arm yourself is a rather new concept. Nobody in the history of the country...
Discord,
well, if you're smarter than me, prove it, motherfucker. Have a conversation. Don't just jack yourself off in the comment section. That'll get you a titty slap.
A titty slap!
Come on,
huh? No way, I'm smarter than you.
No, my friend, if you're on the ride, I assure you, you are a dumb fuck. Even Rush Limbaugh started to realize it.
As a conservative, it's getting harder and harder to not look like a kook.
You're not above my dick, so suck it, motherfucker. Hey, you're here since you're a right winger. Maybe you'll listen to Matt Walsh, who once called me a formidable voice in the culture.
Justin Freakin is a formidable voice in the culture.
Well, you're way above it, but I'm not high enough for this shit. Why do right wingers always act like they're fucking somehow superior or some shit? Insane. I've got the dipshit that's been trying to insult me since the moment he showed up on my Facebook page. And he keeps saying like, all you do is sling childish insults. All you've done since you came to my Facebook page is try to insult me. A true patriot. A true patriot. Oh, motherfucker. You're a dumb fuck is what you are.
Hey, Justin. Are you trolling?
Patriot my ass. Carrie Lake thinks she's a true patriot. She was confronted by a reporter on the show The Circus on Showtime. We're going to watch that confrontation. She actually, I don't think the episode has aired yet. Carrie Lake shared out her own version of the encounter. Fox News producer was fired on Friday apparently suing Fox over the firing. Did Joe Biden call David Axelrod a prick?
Come on, man.
We're going to find out. Buddy, can you even define communist? Why you call me a con? I'm not even a fucking communist, dude. I own my own fucking business. I'm a capitalist. Dumb fuck right-wingers always try to pull that shit. If you punch a clock, if you have a boss, you ain't no fucking capitalist, dude. You do realize that, right? I'm actually a capitalist. You're over here calling me a communist. Dumbest fucks walking the planet. Absolute fucking morons. We're going to hear from Fran Drescher about the SAG-AFTRA strike and what the actors won. Well, apparently CBS was already on the ball announcing their premiere dates for their fall shows that are returning to television within a few days. Ooh, this is going to be fun. A dude stole a game camera that officials placed in Texas. Is not aware that the camera is still sending images back to law enforcement. Oh, so we've got some wild pictures of the dude who stole the camera. All that and a lot of freaking more tonight on the Troll Patrol Live. Welcome! Clinically, good evening! I think Biden actually did call him a prick. We're going to hear what Axelrod has to say about that. He's read a hella loop books. Oh, God. I had a right-winger on Twitter the other day try to argue with me, and she told me that she was a social studies teacher. She ended up following me. She ended up following me after the whole ordeal. Because, like, she was talking about the founders knew the evil that is political parties. And I'm like, really? Is that true? Who were the people that started the first political parties in this country? You're dyslexia. Oh my God. And I'm a racist for mocking dyslexia that I didn't know the motherfucker had. If you're in here claiming to be smart, don't misspell simple words. Oh. Whew. I mean, I say racist shit all the time. So, I mean, am I a racist? Possibly. I keep sticking my foot in my mouth here on this show. Oh. Remember that time I called it Niger? Oh. I am not back on Twitch yet, so I can indeed say the word cracker, 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 cracker. Just in case I am back on Twitch later on this week and I won't be able to say it anymore. Oh, God. So I have not been allowed to reapply yet, but it's like April 13th was the day I got banned, and it would have been at this time on April 13th. So technically, we're just now hitting the 6 months. So tomorrow it should open up to me, or the next day, whenever 180 days is. I can reapply, because, you know, it might be 179 days right now. I don't know how the months fell. I'm very bad at math, as everyone knows.
You take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 and a third chance of winning.
It's amazing that Anders just sounds like every dumb fuck right winger that argues with me. Like, none of them are original in any way. It's sad. I feel sorry for you fucks. Probably think you're an independent thinker, too. But anyway, you didn't come. You didn't come. I totally understand that, my friend. Send me a Discord message. What's been going on with you? I know about what happened a few months ago. God, at this point, it's been almost a year, hasn't it? Me and time. Catch me up on the personal life, my friend. Anders is the name of the dude from Workaholics. So, like, I think that's a name. Sounds like some, like, German Nazi name or something. Anders Gershoff. It's a Christian name. Oh, are you a Christian too, my friend? You believe in that Republican Jesus? Let's talk about somebody who's meeting Jesus, shall we? This is our top story tonight. Trump is dead. Trump has died, just not the one you were hoping for.
Former President Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Barry, has died. The 86-year-old was found dead in the bedroom of her Upper East Side apartment around 4 this morning. Authorities say there was no signs of trauma. A private doctor will now conduct an autopsy. Trump Barry is a retired judge who was appointed to the federal branch in New Jersey. A spokesperson for the former president declined to comment.
Hey, he probably didn't like her anyway. No, Marianne, not Mary. She all right. But now, Trump was busy in a courtroom with his fraud trial earlier today, where Don Jr. took the stand.
In other news, Donald Trump...
Trump is our last hope for what? What hope? This dude's cracking me up over here.
Jr. returned to testifying in the civil fraud trial targeting the family business. This time, he appeared as lead-off witness for the defense to refute allegations of inflating property values and financial documents. The state maintains that Trump secured loans and deals with fraudulent claims. Former President Trump's older sister, Marianne Trump Barry, died overnight.
What the fuck? What the fuck? PBS faking me out yet again. I hate it when they do that shit. Decency? What kind of fucking Trump decency? Trump and decency don't go together. Oh my God. You people are so fucking insane. Once again, even Rush Limbaugh called it right before he died.
As a conservative, it's getting harder and harder to not look like a kook.
Freedom, the dude who's talking about locking everybody up and how there's going to be hell to pay when he's in office again. The one to ban people from the country. That's the dude that's for freedom. Ah, dude, have you ever thought about doing decent? Trump, decent. Oh, fucking shit. My brother in Christ. Oof. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, fuck. I've been to stand-up shows and not laughed this much yet.
Do you think we're stupid? You think we're fools?
Man, if you honestly, Anders, my friend, if you really believe that shit, seek help. Please seek help. You're a dumb fuck, you're a racist, and like, you're severely delusional, and I feel sorry for you, I really do. Perhaps you should actually try reading some fucking books, cause you dumb. You real dumb, dude. And since, Nitochondria, Shelly, good evening. And since I've got a feel for your intelligence, I want to give you some real practical advice right now, beyond what I just told you.
Life is too short to walk this earth for a crusty asshole. Wash your ass.
I mean, he ain't triggering me. I mean, he's cracking me the fuck up. Anyway, Don Jr. testified in court, and after he got out, he decided to take aim at Letitia James.
Listen, I sort of a boring cross-exam. I thought they were going to go somewhere, but I think they understand that they have nothing as it relates to a case other than, I guess, an overzealous attorney general who would destroy all of New York business by going after transactions where there are no victims.
Libertag, good evening.
Other than herself. But you guys have got to think about the precedent that this case sets. If an attorney general can, years later, after all parties of transactions are paid back in full, with interest, making hundreds of millions of dollars, where they have no complaint, where they said they wouldn't have done anything differently, where every witness, as it relates to my brother and I, every witness that the attorney general has called have said that my brother and I were not involved in the statement of financial condition. That even includes their star witness.
And what they're saying is, because they paid back all of the loans, they're like, they couldn't have defrauded banks because they paid the loans back, even though they absolutely inflated their worth in order to obtain loans. And when it came tax time, said, nope, nope. We ain't got no money.
The perjurer in chief, Michael Cohen, who's perjured himself probably more times than any human being I can think of.
Anders, my friend, like, that's projection. Nobody wants to put you in a concentration camp, I assure you. We just want to laugh at how fucking dumb you are.
Even he said, perhaps the one time he was actually telling the truth in all of this, that my brother and I had nothing to do with it, but it doesn't matter because it's a witch hunt. It always has been. But the precedent that it sets for New York business, you know, if you don't perhaps donate to Letitia James' re-election campaign, I too will go after your billion-dollar transactions. It's ripe for extortion and corruption, but, you know, that's what you get from the Democrat Party in New York these days, it seems. So it's a scary precedent. I don't know how anyone could do business in this city with that.
It's a scary precedent that if you are a criminal, you will get prosecuted for being a criminal.
Speak to who's actually in banking.
Sorry, it's a civil trial. He just defrauded banks.
Who's actually in real estate understands that. But again, they don't want to put themselves in the crosshairs, so perhaps they'll be silent. So it's a disgrace that this is happening right now. But I think we'll make our points, we'll make our case, and we'll go on from there. So you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, listen, I got to find out.
You got Kojak behind him.
Literally. Yeah, not really what I want to talk about, but I got to, literally about, as I pulled up here this morning, I found out, my aunt passed away. Not a great swing thought, in the back of your head as you're going to deal with this sort of insanity. I'm very close with her grandson. We hang out all the time, and so it's obviously a rough day for that, but unfortunately,
Justin, good evening.
This is what it's become, right? Every day there's going to be another nonsense, another lawsuit. They're going to keep trying. Reality, facts, that doesn't matter because that's where we've gotten in a politicized country. So it's a shame, and we'll deal with that accordingly. I think I'm done. Actually, I don't. They had the opportunity to cross-examine me. A rather mean-spirited attempt to try to do something, but they didn't get into any details in the cross because they've been able to play this out in the press. You know, Donald Trump Jr. doesn't know anything about the...
Speaking of cross, get off your fucking cross, dude. Nobody is persecuting you.
...instances of the company, according to... No, they asked me specifically about the statement of financial condition, one document of billions, and like I said, every witness that they have said has, under oath, said that Eric, myself, we had nothing to do with the document. No, nothing. Even Cohen, like I said. But that is the basis for why we are apparently already guilty of fraud, having never even heard from us at that point, before ever hearing from these witnesses. So that's why, you know, it's a little bit ridiculous, right? You can't even make your case before, oh, wait, this is it. Well, the document that you're relying on this, I'm not supposed to rely on a big five accounting firm, like one of the biggest accounting firms in the world. I can pay them millions of dollars. I rely on them to do accounting, but I'm supposed to know more than them. By this logic, insurance companies are going to start suing patients for listening to their doctors. Right? Do you understand? Like, am I supposed to know more? Oh, Don Jr. doesn't know anything about it. I'm not an accountant. I'm a business guy. I went through each and every one of our deals. Had they asked...
Wait a minute. Isn't accounting part of being a business guy? Like, what is business if not dealing with numbers?
But then you take my 75% chance of winning and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141.
Well, to be fair, not a conjure. Like, they don't know the difference between a liberal and a leftist.
Those questions, I could have very easily answered them, but I can't answer questions about a document that literally everyone acknowledges I had nothing to do with. I rely on the accountants to do that.
It seemed like you had a pretty good rapport with Justin Roy. The defense has been pretty hard on him. What's your view?
It was, you know, perhaps there's a New York personality there, but no, I think he understood. I can't help myself even in a very serious situation. If you take yourself too seriously, the world sort of sucked. You got to have a little bit of fun with it. So I did. We had some, you know, quips in the courtroom the first time I was here. Sort of gave me a fist bump on the way out. I guess I had a rather snappy response to something that was, I can't even remember what it was right now. And he said, that was really funny. And sort of, so, you know. I don't even know how far the gag order applies. So, you know, I don't need to do that and put myself, I'm in enough crosshairs, guys. But again, this is about the Attorney General going after and prosecuting their political enemies. And if you don't believe that, just listen to what she said before she was ever Attorney General, right? We're going to go after Trump. We're going to go. We're in New York. It's bullshit, okay, is what it is. But
ooh,
matter, because it's also New York, because it is so one-sided. And you know, that's the reality of the world in which we live today. So we gotta play accordingly. But I imagine, you know, as you'll hear from our other experts and witnesses and the banks and everyone, they'll totally back up our side of the story. I just don't know that any of that matters because, unfortunately, it doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice. So
funny for you to bring up Hitler when Trump idolized Hitler. Kept a book of speeches next to his bed. Had to be told by his generals not to praise Hitler when they were in Europe. Or what was it, a D-Day celebration? I just saw a story earlier today that a Holocaust scholar said that we're marching towards fascism under Trump. If Trump gets reelected, we will be a fascist country. But hey, you know, Hillary Clinton's like Hitler or some shit. Fuck, and who gives a shit about Hillary? It's so wild to me that, like, right-wingers, for the past 2 or 3 years since Trump left office, you're like, Trump's not president anymore. Why are you obsessed with him? Why are you obsessed with him? The motherfucker still has been running for president since he tried to commit a literal coup. It is insane. Dude is comparing other people to Hitler when the guy he idolizes tried to commit a coup and install himself as a dictator. I swear, right wing, it's all projection with you guys. It's so insane. Oh my God, turn off the right-wing propaganda. Like, seriously, it rots your fucking brain. Shit like Fox News. Remember when Fox News fired their election guy because he called it correctly? One of their producers, supposedly one of the best election experts in the fucking country, got fired for being correct. That's what happens to you at Fox News yet again. Buddy, Trump didn't win. He lost spectacularly. Lost spectacularly. You guys are fucking insane. How? I do not understand how you can say that he won. He lost by 3 million votes in 2016. He lost by almost 8 million votes in 2020. He's a fucking loser. Just like you. A loser. But that's why you like him. Fox News is fired yet another one of their producers for, you know, being correct.
Development in the Fox News Dominion lawsuit. A former producer for Tucker Carlson's show is alleging that she was coached and coerced into giving misleading testimony about the network's election fraud coverage. NBC News senior investigative producer and story editor Sarah Fitzpatrick joins us now. So Sarah, break down for us, what is it this now ex-Fox News producer is alleging the network's lawyers did to her?
That's right, Joe. Abby Grossberg is alleging that specific Fox News attorneys intimidated and coerced her into giving misleading or false answers in her September deposition for the Dominion.
Venus, good evening, and thank you so much. I saw you subbed on Patreon. Thank you so much. I love your face.
Dominion lawsuit against Fox. The new filings today go into stunning detail about the specific instructions she was given. For example, to not recall things, things she absolutely had recollections of, or to misleadingly describe specific instances of pre-taped interviews as live. Grossberg and her attorneys allege that Fox News was trying to set her up as a scapegoat for the false claims about the election, and that this was an organized effort from the top. Take a listen.
It doesn't make sense that this was not at the behest of Fox News. And it is consistent with Fox News's treatment of women and their arrogant manipulation of the facts.
A spokesperson for Fox News said that these conversations Grossberg had with the Fox News attorneys should be confidential because they're covered by something called attorney-client privilege. But they acknowledge that she was terminated for making those publics. They also allege that her claims about Fox News are false.
You know, and Sarah, Abby Grossberg's claims, they don't stop at the Dominion testimony. There are other allegations she's making in this new filing. What are those?
Absolutely. Her claims put out in kind of stunning detail a very clear pattern of gender-based discrimination,
Purgatoris.
Harassment, hostile workplace behavior, religion.
All things that we know about Fox. Like, none of this is surprising. They've retaliated against producers in the past. They have sexually harassed their staff in the past.
Just discrimination. And I think one of the things that's important about her case is that it shows in detail the past history at Fox News, that there's a documented pattern. And this is important because Fox News has already settled a series of lawsuits, and they're under specific mandates, including from the New York Human Rights Commission, to follow policies that are aimed at preventing this conduct. So now that there are new claims, recent claims, it's possible that the government, either via the EEOC or other oversight bodies, could step in and impose additional fines or penalties on Fox News. Joe?
All right. Sarah Fitzpatrick. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Shut up, Lester. There's no Lester after that. I'm kind of upset there was no Lester. As long as we're talking about election denialism, since we're on the topic. Republican Senate candidate now, goddamn. Carrie Lake was grilled by a Republican political consultant and former Jeb Bush communications director, Tim Miller, about her election denialism and her support for debunked claims that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen from Donald Trump. So this is an actual Republican going after Carrie Lake about her bullshit.
Hello, we meet again. How are you?
We got cut short last.
Hold on, it appears that the stream has died for a second. Not exactly sure what's going on. We'll come back. Weird, because it doesn't seem like my... Does not seem like my internet is down, so... Can you guys see me? Huh. I have never had this happen at all. Like, this is odd.